Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we began yesterday Simin Reish Mem Vav, which deals with some fascinating halachos of interacting with our non-Jewish neighbors in terms of lending or renting utensils to them on either a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, and even Shabbos. So we had finished Sif Aleph yesterday, and we'll begin in the middle of the daf today with Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Asu lahashil shum klil ein Yehudi b'Shabbos. You are not allowed to lend any vessel to a non-Jewish person on Shabbos. And he says this includes Vafil be'erev Shabbos imu somuch chashecha. And this is true even Friday afternoon, right before it gets dark, right before the Shkia, and there is no time when you're lending it to him right before Shabbos starts for him to take it out of your Rishus before the sun sets, before it's Shabbos. So he's going to be taking it out of your Rishus while the sun has already set. So then in these situations, at that point in time, right before Shabbos or on Shabbos, it appears, Mipnei Shaharoeh, anybody seeing this will assume, Savor Shisrol Sivo Lotzio. They're going to assume that the Jewish person instructed the non-Jewish person to take it out on Shabbos from his possession. This would be Amir Eliakim telling a non-Jewish person to do something for you that he's not allowed to do. We're talking here where there's no Erev, so therefore he's taking it on your behalf, on your request, something from your house outside, which is not allowed to be done, and therefore this is forbidden to be done. We'll see already in the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim brings down a Chiddush from Reb Kiva Eger in the Dibur HaMaskul, Mutu LaHashalo B'Erev Shabbos, the Kalim She'ein Osim B'Hem Halacha, if there are, in fact, types of utensils that it's not forbidden to use, then Afilu B'Shabbos, Mutu LaHashalo B'Ofen Zeh, then you would be allowed to go and lend it to him, because this isn't called Schar Shabbos, and this isn't called Amir Liakim. Of course, Pashut Demayri B'Ir HaMukheves Choma. We're talking about, obviously, in a situation where there is an Erev. So here, there's a problem with the fact that there is no Erev, so he's taking it out on your instruction from your house. If there is an Erev, if there isn't the problem with the actual carrying it outside, then we'll see there may or may not be problems in these situations. So let's see now the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. The Mishneh Berurah says, the Aser Oz, you're not allowed to give it to him on even Erev Shabbos if there's no time before Shabbos starts for him to take it outside. Afilu limkar lo, olitin lo b'matana. Not only can't you lend it to him, you can't rent it to him, and you certainly can't even give it to him as a gift. Ukemoshe mavur l'kamim misimin reishnun beis sifalef, as we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem in Simin reishnun beis. And the Mishneh Berurah there will discuss this as well, what the problems are. Now, Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Ches says, Kodem Chashecha, if it's right before the Shkia, Hainu, Kodem Shetishka Hacham, he brings down the name of the Magid Mishnah, that there is no time for him to take it out of his house. If it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and Shkia is at 5 o'clock, you're certainly allowed to give it to him, and I'll take it out at 4:30. It doesn't look like he's doing work for you on Shabbos. He's taking something out of your house. Nobody's going to have any concerns or questions in that situation. But if the Shkia is at 5 o'clock, he's there at 4:59, and you tell him to take it out, so he's pulling it out after the Shkia, so then this is a problem. Why? As we explained, because it looks like you've instructed him to do this. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Tes, Tzivo lo Tzio. It looks like you instructed him to take it out for you on Shabbos, Lachutz l'Rishus HaRabim. As we pointed out, we're talking here without an Erev, so he's doing a Malacha, taking from your Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim outside. Now, Mishneh Berurah says, it doesn't even have to be a formal Rishus HaRabim, which is an Issa D'Oraisa to carry it outside. But even over here, Afilu L'Didon, nowadays, in most places, the less law in Rishus HaRabim Gemurah. We don't have full Rishus HaRabim. This is, of course, a controversial subject. Do we consider large places like Manhattan or Brooklyn in certain places? Are they considered a Rishus HaRabim, which you can't make an Erev around? So that's a whole famous halachic discussion, which we're not going to get into right now. We'll wait a minute, Hashem, until we get to the halachas of Erev for that. But here, nowadays, if a person lives in a town, so going from his house onto the main street in town is only going from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis, which is not an Issa D'Oraisa, but it is a strong Issa D'Rabbanan. So therefore, even if we're not talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, we're only talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan, the Mishneh Berurah says it still is Aser in this situation. Because Damir Eleni Yehudi Shusu Afilu B'Mila D'Rabbanan. Because asking a guy to do something for you, Amir Eliakim, is Aser not only for D'Oraisa, but even for a Din D'Rabbanan. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, if we're dealing over here with the chayfetz that doesn't belong to the Jewish person, the chayfetz is the non-Jewish person's object. For example, he has tefuah, he has wheat, and he's putting this into the Jewish person's house for Shabbos. So the Rama in Simon Shin Zayin over there says, Yesh Matirim Losseis Lemes HaMavteach Lahachnis Es HaTvua LeBeisu Shal HaYisrael. You are allowed to go give him the key to go and put some Tvua inside your house, because Ein HaTvua Shayeches LeYisrael, it's not your Tvua until it gets measured out and weighed, and then you'll buy it from him, so that's not a problem. The guy is doing this for himself. That isn't considered a halachic concern over here. Deir Shifuni number 5 brings down, in regards to it, this was a mitzvah, for example. He's taking out your chametz. It's Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos, and you have chametz in your house. And if you give it to the guy now when he takes it out, you're not over in Isser of having chametz in your possession. It's before the Zman of Biur. So in this situation, you would be allowed to go and ask the non-Jewish person to take it out. Because according to many poskim, since it's not a real Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa, as I already mentioned, and therefore this is Amir Eliakim Shvus, in regards to a Din D'Rabban and Shvus, that is B'makom Mitzvah, in the setting of a Mitzvah, is permissible. Shvus, the B'makom Mitzvah, is permissible. Muteris. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, therefore, V'im Kain, based upon what we just said, Im Ha'ir Mukefes Choma, if the city does have an Erev around it, there's a wall around the city, V'muta L'talta B'chula, and you can carry any place in the city. This is no problem to you to take the thing from your house outside into the street. They know Yehudi Gamkin Darshim, and the non-Jewish person lives in that city. So Shari Lahashilo Kalim Sheinosim Lochben. Then it's absolutely permissible to give him utensils that no work is being done. Then you're not even concerned that people are going to say he's doing work for you on Shabbos. You give him a shirt. He says, "Can I borrow a shirt? Can I borrow a jacket?" So he's allowed to wear the jacket. You're allowed to wear the jacket. If you give a jacket to a guy, we're not concerned that he's doing something for you. He's wearing a jacket. That's not an issur, and therefore it would be permissible. However, in the situation of a limkar lota, to sell it to him, or askir, or to rent him something, that would be usur af bezeh. Even in where there is an Erev, that would be forbidden. Shelo yomru shemochai v'hiskalo b'Shabbos, because that looks like you're selling or renting it to him on Shabbos, which is, of course, forbidden. The issue foot number 6 brings down, however, b'mokom tzorich gadol, under extenuating circumstances for a great need, so the Shaar HaTzion in Simon Reish Nun Bey, the Chofetz Chaim there brings down in the name of the Chayyadam, yesh lahatir af limkor l'nochri b'mokom sheish Erev, that under selected situation and extenuating circumstances, you might be able to sell something to a non-Jewish person if there's an Erev over there, because mishum sheba ofen ze efsho lismoch al atama rishon shekola isu mishum shenire hayisrael kamisha tzivo lotzio, because the only concern that maybe in this situation that you'd have to worry about is that it looks like the Jewish person is telling the non-Jewish person to do something for him that's forbidden, and in this situation it's not forbidden, as opposed to, because of the opinion that it says it looks like you're selling it to him on Shabbos, that would still apply. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Vimu kelim shosim b'malacha." However, if we're dealing over here, even though there's an Erev, with a utensil that could do work on Shabbos, you give him over here a plow, afilu lahashilo asur, then you're not allowed to even lend it to him on Shabbos. Unless elim ken yotzim mipesach beso kol dema Shabbos, unless it's taken out of your house before Shabbos. This way, shelo yomru, the people will not say, b'shlichuso shel Yisrael osim malacha b'Shabbos, that the non-Jewish person is doing work on your request, on your behalf, on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Osur lahaskir o lahashil behemto le'enu Yehudi, kidei shiasa bo melocha b'Shabbos. It is forbidden for a Jewish person to either rent or to lend his animal to a non-Jewish person in order that the non-Jewish person should do work for him on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah points out already in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, it doesn't mean over here that you're literally doing it so he'll do work on Shabbos. Tzarech lomar, shema yasibah, maybe he will do work on Shabbos. It is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and it's also muchah from Shulchan Aruch itself. The Ber Hetev in Oz Gimel over here brings down, this is an Issa d'Araisa over here, because schiras, we hold, lo kanya, the rental doesn't really acquire it for him. And therefore, if he's doing this malacha now, it's doing it with your utensils over here, and that's a problem over here, because it looks like he's doing this on your behalf. Therefore, this is only if it's an actual malacha d'oraisa that he's going to be doing. But if he's just going to ride your horse, that you wouldn't necessarily have to be makbid on, according to this Ber Hetev. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Behemto Le'enu Yehudi, giving your animal over to a non-Jewish person, we said is forbidden over here. Hainu Behema Gasa, this is talking about a large animal. For example, an ox or a cow, a bull, to do plowing work. Avo Behema Daka, but to give him your dog or your cat, a small animal, Sheinu Matzi Lasos Bo Malacha, if you give him your goat or your sheep to take care of, so he's not doing malach with them, Lo Chayshinol Zed, then we don't have to be concerned over here that he's going to do work for you on Shabbos. The Kain Isa Baramba Behedja, and the Rambam states this Beferish. The reasoning behind all of these Yisurim over here, the Mechaber tells us, Sha'adu mitzuva al shvisas behemto. Just like you're not allowed to do work, we pointed out the Pasuk says, your animals aren't allowed to do work, as is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Beis, al shvisas behemto, dechsev l'man yanuach sharecha v'chamorecha v'gomer. That you have to make sure that your animals rest on Shabbos as well. Your ox and your donkey aren't allowed to do work on Shabbos. It's not yours. You rented it to the non-Jewish person. He's allowed to do work on Shabbos. He's actually not allowed to rest on Shabbos. He's mechuyev to do work on Shabbos. So Gemara says, this is based upon the idea that we brought this already down in the Ber Hetev. And Oz Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Hakayim Alam, because we paskin the Shechiras Lokanya, by renting it, he doesn't acquire it. And therefore, Vahavale Behemto Shal Yisrael, this is your animal over here. And that's why, Umetzuva Al Shvisasa, you are obligated to make sure your animal doesn't do work on Shabbos. And therefore, this is an Issadaraisa. If the animal does work on Shabbos, it's an Issadaraisa. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an alternative opinion over here in the name of the Magen Avraham, and the Hagos Ashri, as he says in Shaar Etzion, Oshud Beis. He says, V'yesh Omrim, de l'chumra amrinun de schiris kanya. And actually, sometimes l'chumra, we do say that schiris is kanya, and under chumra situations, we do paskin this. For example, V'yalkein, im Yisrael sochar behema me'in Yehudi. If a Jewish person rents an animal from a non-Jewish person, so then we could just say, oh, schiris l'kanya, it's a non-Jewish person who still owns it, it's not a problem. No, here we say, mitzuva shvisosa. If you rent a non-Jewish person's animal, and it's now in your possession. Here we do say schiris is kanya, because l'chumra, we do say it. And therefore, the nachon lahachmir, one should be machmir over here, kaven dehu issa daraisa, since we're dealing here with the potential issa daraisa of not having your animals rest on Shabbos, so therefore we go lechumer both ways. If you rented it to a non-Jewish person, we still say that it's your animal. And if you rent it from a non-Jewish person, we say it's your animal. We go lechumer both ways. And therefore, v'im suchara me'ena Yehudi, if you rented it from a non-Jewish person, v'chazer v'skiril en Yehudi, and you now rented it out to a non-Jewish person, so then shari mimana shachtir, we can't go l'chumra both ways over here because they're contradictory. So if we say the rental acquires it for you, well then you rented it again to a non-Jewish person, so the non-Jewish person owns it. If we say the rental didn't acquire it from you, well then you didn't acquire it from the non-Jewish person in the first place, so it's not a problem if you rented it to a non-Jewish person now, because just like he doesn't acquire it, you didn't acquire it as well. So this is an unusual situation where you're renting it from a non-Jewish person and then you're renting it out to a non-Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'im kona behema me'en Yehudi. If you went and purchased an animal from a non-Jewish person, or if you in fact sold your animal to a non-Jewish person and you made an appropriate kinyan on it, either a kinyan mashicha or a kinyan through kesef, so then have a sveka dedina. Then here we have a question, is this in fact a acceptable kinyan? We talked about previous in Shiurim whether Mashicha or Kesef are acceptable kinyans from a guy. So therefore, this is a suffix in the din of Yazlil and Lechumra, and we have to go Lechumra as well, that the Jewish person still might be considered owning it in regards to L'inyan, Shvisas, Behema, as to whether this is your animal or not. So while we're not sure, maybe it is your animal, maybe it's not your animal because you made a kinyan Mashicha, we go Lechumra to say it's your animal. And vice versa, if you're purchasing it from a guy and you made the kinyan with Mashicha or Kesef, we go Lechumra to say that it's your animal as well. I know we skipped one Mishnah Berurah, now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud, where he says that it's forbidden to go and rent this to a non-Jewish person. He says, Afilu biyom rishon vafilu b'havlo. This is true, this din of, you're not allowed to have your animal do work, it's not a din of Schar Shabbos, so it doesn't work with havlo. Your animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. The fact that the payment you're getting would be permissible, that's a different discussion. Here we're talking about, you're not allowed to have your animal work on Shabbos for a non-Jewish person, even if he's also working on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the non-Jewish person. Now we go to the Ramah, and the Ramah says over here, Hagah, Aval Yochol Haskira O Lashila O Lahasnos Sheach Sirena Lo Kodem HaShabbos. But you are allowed to rent your animal or to lend your animal to a non-Jewish person under the Tanai that you'll give it to me back by Shabbos. So I give it to you on Tuesday, you can use it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but give it back to me before Shabbos. However, Avalo Mahani Im Masne Im Eino Yududi, but it doesn't work if you say you can have it for the entire week over here, but just make sure you don't work it on Shabbos. So that doesn't work. You can't make it tonight. I'm lending it to you or renting it to you on the condition that you won't work it on Shabbos. Why? Because the non-Jewish person isn't going to be believed that he's going to not do work with it on Shabbos. And this is brought down in the name of the Smag and as well the Mordechai.
And another Sefer, which I'm not sure of the abbreviation, maybe it's a Sefer HaTrumos.
Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel brings down Mirsis, You can't say, well, the non-Jewish person would be afraid to do malacha with the animal, and therefore, this is like under kashrus situations, there's a concept called mirsis, that the non-Jewish person would be afraid to go and do something that would make it non-kosher, because he'll be caught, and he'll be in trouble then. So here, there is no mirsis, there's no fear factor. Why? Because the non-Jewish person legitimately has it in his possession, either through a rental, or through lending it. And therefore, lo nitbas lof kigana v'yedezei. What's he afraid? The police are going to come and say, hey, you worked that animal on Shabbos. He says, yeah, I have the animal legally in my possession. Why can't I? So there's no mirsis factor over here that he's going to, quote, be caught. As opposed to Mashekim Bereisha, in the first part over here, when he makes a condition, kishamasne shiachsi renalo kodem Shabbos, so then we do allow this because he's only legally allowed to have it till Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon he was supposed to return it. Now if the police come, he's going to be in trouble. He doesn't have a legal right to it. Kvar kola hashel v'asriyus kodem Shabbos. Since the rental or the lending was up before Shabbos, here there is a mirsis factor, and therefore you can rely upon this. He says, ayin lekam and simin shinhei siv gichav gimel, where this will be discussed further in the name of the Achronim. There, Shulchan Aruch discusses, is brought down in Dirshu Foot number 13, that it's permissible to give over your animals to a non-Jewish shepherd to take care of them on Shabbos. Ayin Shom for further details. We'll finish up just with a couple of points from Dirshu Foot number 7 and number 8. So Dirshu Foot number 7, he brings down, Va'afim ein ha-Yisrael nenem min ha-melocha shos ha-nochi be-behema. Even if the Jewish person is getting zero benefit whatsoever, he brings down from Shelos Shuvas Maram Shik, Shadover Osir. You're still not allowed to do this. It's not the fact that you're getting benefit, it's the fact that your animal is working that makes it Osir. He does bring down from the Shelos Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Sheinu Chayiv Lamono. You're not mechuyev to stop it from doing this. However, he writes, Lo kosav kein lemaisa. He doesn't write this as a halacha lemaisa. He's just saying, at least in theory. Furthermore, he says, when you're giving over your behema to a non-Jewish shepherd, the Nachwi is allowed to use the behema in that situation on Shabbos. That's not called that he's using your behema on Shabbos. However, if you see him using it on Shabbos, then you should protest. This is true even if you don't see him, but you just know that he's using the behema, you should also protest. However, the Vilna Gaon is more makel, and he says, Ein lochush lezeh, you don't have to be concerned about this. But if you see him, you should protest. Dishu Foot number 8 brings down, Linyan behema ha'osim alocha ba'ofen shenech shav eitzel odom kalachar yad. If your animal is doing something which would be considered by a person kalachar yad, not in the normal way. So we say if you want to turn on a light on Shabbos with a heter and you want to knock it down from a daraisa to a drabon, you turn it on, you flip it on the switch with your elbow. That's called kalachar yad, with the back of your hand. So if an animal is doing malocha, kalachar yad, what's the halacha there? So Shlomo Zalman is not sure. He says, I'm a supuk, if this heter over here applies kalachar yad to an animal or not. Later in the Dirshu footnote, he brings down, Ubali chayim mu'ulofim ha'osim malochos. If you have a trained animal, for example, a dog that is able to go and turn on the lights for you if somebody comes into your house, he's trained to do this. Or if you signal to him to do something, the dog will do something. He says that's also osur. In regards to this shvisas behemto, the fact that the dog is doing it under your instructions, not doing it on itself. The dog goes and digs in the dirt, you're not going to stop him. He's digging for a bone, that's allowed. But you're not allowed to teach the dog to do a trick, which is an Issa Shabbos. He does bring down, however, from Shlomo Zalman, that kelev she'imnuhu, if you train a dog, shemira ganav, if it's a watchdog, and he's going to turn on the lights when he sees a ganav coming in, that is permitted. Finally, he says, if the behema is doing malacha on its own, totally for its own self, you're absolutely not mechuyev to stop it in any way. Finally, one last point he brings down, if the animal is in a different time zone than you, you own a farm someplace, and for you, it's already Shabbos, but where the animal is, it's not Shabbos, so Rav Shlomo Zalman also holds in that situation that there's no problem in the animal doing malacha, because it goes by where the animal is and not where you are. That concludes today's shiur.